Thank you for joining me on the show again today. It's Easter bank holiday, ain't it? So what would make sense to be talking about on Easter bank holiday? Well, on this show, you can always expect the unexpected. And I'm talking about ghosts, sort of, right? Sort of talking about ghosts, right? Because I went to see a medium, right? And, like, I've been twice now in a year. I've been twice. And I still can't decide if it's legit or not. Like, I mean, you know, I've spent some money on it. But I still cannot decide if it's actually genuinely a thing. Because if, you know, like, if after when you die, you become a ghost, or like a spirit, I should say, really, why would you just be floating around near where you lived? Like, if you could go anywhere, like, they reckon, like, when you're a spirit, you can go anywhere, do anything. Why would I just hang around my own house, or, you know, or nearby, you know, places I could have just gone when I was alive? I'd be going to, like, Barbados and Jamaica and India, and I'd just travel the world. I wouldn't be worrying about lingering around my house, moving things. I don't get it. It's confusing for me. But the reason I'm confused by it is because, you know, just saying what I've said, you'd just think it's a load of old bollocks, damn, don't worry about it. But, right, and here's what gets me, is some of the things they tell you about the people who have passed away are quite spot on. So it's like, well, how would they know that? Like, they don't know me, they don't know them, you know, how would they know? And it's really weird, because, and they'll like tell you things about yourself that they couldn't have known. Like, there's stuff that, you know, maybe only you and your wife know, for example, like in my case. And then, like, the medium will say it and go, you know, they'll tell you this thing and you go, well, how the fuck did you know that? It's so weird. I went to see her, this medium, on Tuesday, right? It's now Friday. I still can't stop thinking about it. And like I said, I've been before, and the same thing happened for like a whole week. My brain was just going, how could she have fucking known that? How would you possibly have known that? I don't understand. It's so weird. And like, I don't know, like, you know, when, like, someone's just recently passed away in the family, and she's described this person really well, and she told me what they died from, and I was just like, whoa, you know. So, you know, there's part of me that believes it, but then part of me just thinks, how is it possible? How is that possible? You know, I don't know if I fully believe it, you know. You know, I purposely, she didn't know my name. You know, I made sure not to tell her my name, or, you know, because social media, you know, people can find out stuff quite easily. So all that she knew was my name was Dan, right? And yet she knew so much about me. It was so weird. And it's just baffling, you know. And if anyone knows anything about this stuff, get in touch, because, you know, I'd love to have you on the podcast and you can explain it a little bit to me, because I do not understand how this thing works. I don't get it. You know, I'm really into it, but I don't get it. You know, and I suppose, you know, there's got to be things in life that you just don't understand and you have to accept that, and, you know, fair enough. But this is one of the things I'm not prepared to accept, that I don't understand it. I'm not happy to accept that. But yeah, it's just so weird. I don't get it. Because then they'll tell you other things, like, you know, like last time I went to see her, for example, was about 9 months ago, say. Maybe not quite as much as that, but it was quite a while ago, it's last year. And she said, oh, you know, by Christmas you'll be moving house. Well, Christmas has been and gone. And, I haven't moved house. So, you know, there's some things I just think, oh, you know, that was just a stab in the dark. Maybe she could read my mind. She knows I want to move house, but maybe I'm giving off signals that I've got the money to do it. But I haven't. So, yeah, it's confusing. And some of it, like, when they talk about things that have happened and, you know, like, talk about the people that have passed away and that, spot on. Absolutely spot on. But some of the other stuff's a bit ropey, but, you know, I suppose, you know, if it hasn't happened yet, it can still change and things like that. So, you know, you make one decision different to what they were expecting and it's changed everything. Maybe that's how it works, I don't know. So it's confusing in a way, and I don't really understand it. And I recorded it, obviously, you know, I can't put that on the podcast, which is kind of a shame in a way, because it'd be quite cool to put it on here, but, you know, there's stuff in there that you don't want people to, you know, you don't want everyone in the whole world to be able to just access. So, yeah, especially the stuff that's true as well, you know. Yeah, it's so weird. And then, like, you know, like, to pick up on, like my dad's dad died when I was really young, and she said, like, he'd been looking over, you know, looking over, watching over me since, you know, since he passed and stuff like that. And do you know what? Maybe I'm just being selective and what I choose to believe in that, but I believe that. I really do. I really do believe that. So, yeah, I thought that was quite cool. It's, she told me that not the time I just went, but the time before that, and I've kind of held on to that a little bit and kind of had that as a bit of a comfort thing. So, yeah, it's been quite a, I don't know, it's so weird. The more I think about it, the more my mind just goes, you don't have a fucking clue. And it's true, I don't understand it at all. I don't get it. Like, if I was a ghost now, like, I wouldn't be here, you know. And if I was a ghost, right, and I had decided, like, say, like, I died tomorrow, right, and if I do, then, and this podcast is scheduled to come out on Monday, and then I'm already dead, so support this podcast, because this is the last episode. No, hopefully not, anyway. So, yeah, if I died, say I died tomorrow, right, and my wife went to see a medium, and I decided, as a ghost, me, to go and, like, to communicate with the medium, like, to talk to my wife, right, which I probably would do, I'd still fuck with her, I'd put on, like, funny accents and stuff, and they'd say, we've got an Irishman here, he's saying he was your husband, an Irishman, well, she'd be like that, no, oh, wait, he's not Irish, no, he's Welsh, he's saying he's Welsh, he doesn't sound Welsh, no, he wasn't Welsh, no, oh, hold on, hang on, no, he's not. No, he's not Welsh. No, he's saying he's Filipino. Yeah, I'd just mess with him. But, you know, maybe when you're a spirit, maybe you don't think like that anymore. I don't know. She said, like, mostly you keep your personality the same. So, like, I'll still be doing podcasts, just up there instead. Have Jesus on the old podcast. This week's episode, we have Jesus. Jesus, what really happened at Easter? Maybe, I don't know. Oh, imagine if you get to heaven, imagine if you die, you go up to heaven, and, like, what if, like, heaven ain't what you thought it was gonna be, and, like, it was just, like, nothing, there was just, like, it was just clouds. What if it was like that? Oh, I wouldn't like that. I'm expecting to heaven to be really cool, like, big gates, and, you know, a bit like, you know, like a really rich person's mansion. That's what I'm expecting it to be like. Maybe. So, I don't know. So, if anyone knows anything about mediums and that sort of stuff, I mean, and I'm not talking about clove-sized medium, you jokers. Talk about people that can actually, or say that they can communicate with people that have passed away, because, see, I went to a Catholic school, so, like, all of this would have been definitely a no-no, really. It'd been like, no, it's not a thing, no, they're lying to you. And I think that's maybe where my skepticism comes in, because, you know, there's still a part of me that sort of wants to go, nah, it's a load of rubbish, but who knows. So, yeah, thank you for joining me on this podcast. I'm going to have to keep pondering this because it's baffling me. It's baffling me like hell. Thank you. Please follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, wherever else we are these days. Check out some of these videos that I'm putting out as well. I would say they're pretty funny, but, you know, have your own opinion. Have a look. Until the next one. Thank you. Ta-da!